Yeah, I love
Comedian, star of stage and screen, Jeremy Piven will be back in our neck of the woods. He's going to be at the Roseland Theater in Portland, Oregon on July 11th, and in our area, the Neptune Theater over at Seattle on July 12th. He's got a whole tour for his national stand-up and the full list of dates and locations you can find at jeremypiven.com, and he joins us now on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line. Thanks so much for being back with us again today, sir.
Thank you for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And something that always entertained me about Entourage, which is one of
Yeah.
her very iconic roles, is your name is Ari. My name is Ari. My son's name is Jonah. Your son in that show's name was Jonah. And people
Yeah.
say I'm slightly obnoxious all the time. Do you walk down the street and people just call out, "Hey, Ari," or say other things to you?
No, but in the same way that you identify with that character and probably think it's me, they think it's me as well. And it's my honor. It's my absolute honor to be mistaken for a character that I played authentically for a decade. So, and by the way, I'm going to unpack all this on stage. You know, I got guys stopping me on the street going, you know, I'm a douchebag because of you. And they start screaming at me. And it's, listen, it's adorable and I love it. And I've made my mark. And I used to hate it, but I've grown to love it.
That's funny because when I was doing theater as a kid in high school and college, and I never went farther than that. Instead, I got a radio show. I always enjoyed playing the bad guy, something very different than what I am. Is that really, was it kind of like an outlet for you?
I jumped up on stage as a child and I just love being creative and we're very lucky to, as you know, you're very grateful for your job and for us to do what we love to do. And I play these characters and for some reason people are fascinated and I must have done something right because they really are fascinated with how much am I like Ari? That's what they want to know. And I've even had guys in my life that begged me to be a little that I'm a little like Ari, a little because they and I'm like, no, brother, you are. That's who you are. It's adorable. I love it. You're an actual douchebag. I'm just a stage actor from Chicago. You know what I'm saying, brother? And I'm really boring. You drive a Bentley. You yell in public. You're incredible. I'm boring as shit. Excuse my language.
That's still funny. So you have so many iconic roles, but there's one that I think was really ahead of its time, and we play clips from it all the time on my show, which is PCU. So when you see what's going on in the world right now, especially on college campuses, do you think it was ahead of its time? Do you think we should do a remake? Would you want to be the dean this time around? What do you think about that?
You know what's so interesting, man, is for whatever reason, every day on X or Instagram, people, you know, will reference PCU and they'll say they can't find it. And for some reason, it's hidden. Here's this movie that's a cult classic, and it does uncover themes that have come to fruition. You know, people right now are building signs somewhere, you know, up in I'm on the street right now in one of these lofts, someone is being paid to make a No Kings placard right now. You know, and by the way, you know, some of these people are paid, some are not. You know, being a short king, I'm afraid they're going to come for me next.
It's funny
Good
because
night, everyone. Thank you for coming. Enjoy the meal. The 9:30 show is completely different from the 7:30. Okay.
I think of that scene at the end when they start protesting the dean and the cause heads whip out their own
Yeah.
placards and their own pens and they go, "We brought our own chant sheets." That seems to be whatever the cause du jour is, that's what they do.
Well, listen, I think that it's a very, you know, we're incredibly divided right now. And I think if we could figure out a way to hear each other and be open to someone else's point of view, then we could do no wrong. If we are identified by our position, our take, and we're unable to have our mind changed, you know, there's a problem. By the way, I apologize for this interview because I'm doing comedy at the Neptune and in Portland. So we should kind of transition, if you will. You know what I mean? Because everyone's transitioning. Let's transition, you and I together.
Let's.
In a bathroom. Wait a minute, sorry. No.
I was going to say I had some issues at the bathroom at the Neptune the last time I was there. The lines were very entertaining. But switching
Yes.
completely over to that. So one of your other iconic roles is the one in Gross Point Blank. I love your
Yeah.
character. I love all his reaction to everything, the way that he's just experiencing this assassin in his high school. What would you say is one of your favorite roles that you look back on and you go, that's the one I'm most proud of?
It hasn't come out yet. It's called The Performance. I've been working on it for 15 years, and it's an Arthur Miller short story my mom gave me, and it's going to come to fruition this year. And I'm on the streets of New York. It's 101 degrees. I'm sweating like a Hebrew slave. And that film actually takes place here in New York, and I play a Jewish tap dancer, and who d ends up dancing for Hitler. And I think it couldn't be more relevant to what's going on right now in terms of just having people understand history, not rewriting it, but understanding it and having that inform, what's going on today and uncovering the truth and the fact that there's a lot of layers out there. But again, you and I start talking and then we get very serious. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because what I'm lucky enough to do right now is travel the country. And by the way, I talked to my buddy Adam Ray, who I'm sure you know, who's a Seattle guy.
Sure.
He's
Yeah.
on he's on yeah, he's on the road doing Dr. Phil right now, and I performed with him the other night. And he's a Seattle guy, and he was just raving about Neptune Theater, and I've never played there. So it's an honor to be able to go there and like let my hands go and Portland and make people laugh. It's escapism, and we need it right now.
In the last few minutes, we have with star of stage and screen, Jeremy Piven. So, when you walk out on that stage and you're looking at a crowd, I know that when I do speaking engagements or anything else like that, I actually prefer it to being behind the microphone because there's a certain energy that comes off of that. Is most of your stuff, you go in there with a plan, or is most of your stuff completely improv when you walk out
Well,
on that?
basically everyone had to plan till you get punched in the face. You know what I'm saying? I made many millions, but I cry all the time. Yeah, everyone's got a plan until someone yells, "Let's hug it out, bitch." You know what I mean? And then you go, "Oh, okay, let's go." And that's the great thing about a live audience. And Seattle is, one of the great towns in this world. And the birth of grunge and this incredible—it's so much culture there—and they're used to seeing live shows, and they'll probably feel very comfortable with me and want to talk to me. And then suddenly the show takes a life of its own, and so it's like it's the mixed martial arts of the arts in a way. You got to be ready, you got to do stand up, and then you got to hit the ground game. If you got some crowd work, you got to roll, tuck and roll. Yeah, man, I just came from LA. You know that LA has been in a lot of trouble. And you know that, right? Maybe you don't. Maybe you know what? You
Get a
probably
little
live
bit
in a
on
cave in
the
Kabul. You live in a cave? You
No.
know what? That's actually better.
Yeah.
It's actually better. It's better that you don't know anything. Ignorance is at this moment is blissful.
Yes, I kind of hear that from a lot of people. I hear that quite often. They're like, they prefer not to know what's going on because the stuff that's going on is so crazy. If you want to get tickets, find out all the details about Jeremy Piven's tour, you can do so at jeremypiven.com. He's going to be at the Roseland Theater in Portland, Oregon on July 11th, the Neptune Theater in Seattle, Washington on July 12th. Jeremy Piven, thank you so much for being with us today, sir.
How about if they mention you, we give them a free meet and greet at the Roseland Theater in Portland.
I like that. I would love to work that out. That'd be wonderful. So
You know what? Let's go one step further. Even though I'm really cheap because I'm Jewish, let's give away some tickets. It's gonna be, it's gonna, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna pain me.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. And I'm happy to be there at the show too. Meet you in person this time.
By the way, you know how you know someone's Jewish?
How's that?
They tell you.
I think my audience would agree with that.
Yes, we're going to
100%.
unpack all that. I'll see you guys soon.
It's like that in CrossFit. Jeremy Piven, thank you
All
so much
right.
for being with us today. Really do appreciate it. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.